the employers group IBEC is adopting the Mario Draghi approach to the economy ahead of Budget 2021. It's calling on the government to do whatever it takes to combat the economic crisis while it lasts. Fergal O'Brien is Director of Policy and Public Affairs with IBEC. And you think the government is adopting the right approach, Fergal, in running up a deficit of up to 30 billion euro this year, and you believe they should keep the taps running next year too. Can we afford that?
Good morning, Brian. We're absolutely in unique and exceptional circumstances. There's no doubt about that. We face an economic crisis. We face a fiscal crisis. The last thing the economy needs right now is austerity. And I don't think we're going to get that. I think government has done the right thing during 2020 with the support from the European Commission, because we've taken the constraints of the fiscal rules off the table, and we see that right across the Eurozone, which is incredibly important. But we're going to need to do that again in 2021. Because again, while some sectors of the economy are proving very resilient in our life sciences and our technology and some of our export sectors, we know that many of our domestic sectors are really struggling. And that's just with the COVID impact. And now we have the twin crisis effect of Brexit and the greater risk of a no-deal Brexit facing us in 2021. So we're going to have to extend that fiscal and economic support for the economy, Brian. We think we need a package to support the economy, about 6 billion for next year. And that will address those twin crises, but lots of the other long-term challenges that the economy faces as well.
Is there not, sadly, though, an inevitability that some businesses are going to hit the buffers? And is it not better to get a true picture of the damage while the wage schemes, when they end next year, rather than postponing the inevitable in some situations?
It's impossible to tell 6 months ago, and it's impossible to tell sitting here, Brian, which firms may or may not fail. We have to do whatever we can to preserve as much of the economy and as much of that employment, and crucially that connection between employees and their employers in the economy. So I think when you look at the measures that have worked really well this year, the wage subsidy supports have been absolutely crucial to preserving business, preserving the connection between employees and their employers, and keeping income flowing into households. We're going to need to do the same in the face of a very difficult Brexit for next year. We're going to have to repurpose to a short-term working scheme, and that's a really effective mechanism. But we're also going to need to help those companies that are looking for new export opportunities. Things like export credit insurance are going to be incredibly important, and we got to invest in the productivity, the innovation and the R&D for those companies that are going to face very significant challenges, irrespective of what happens when the now that the UK has left the EU and we go into a new customs arrangements on the 1st of January next year.
And that twin threat of COVID and Brexit coming, or a no trade deal Brexit coming down the tracks, can we rely on the export sector to the same degree that we did in the last downturn to pull us out of that downturn this time?
Well, when you look at how we've come through 2020, from a headline economic perspective, we've done exceptionally well. You know, Ireland, again, is probably going to be one of the most resilient economies in Europe this year, and it's because of that export sector predominantly. New elements of that sector are going to face particular challenges next year. You know, our more traditional sectors, our food sectors, our engineering sectors. And we've got to focus the supports on those sectors to keep that export performance resilient, to help them to find those new market opportunities. But we need to do as much as we can to open up our domestic economy as well. And because we have extended the public health constraints in the Irish economy further than most other European countries, it means that those domestic sectors have suffered most. So I think the certainty, hopefully, that's coming from some of the plans yesterday from government is very helpful, but we need to give them the supports as well, because we've made very serious decisions here around how we're managing our economy, and that has implications for how we need to support the economy and to support those sectors that have been particularly impacted by the COVID restrictions.
Fergal O'Brien of IBEC, thank you very much.